Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He inherited a team that was going to be somewhere around 92 to 96 wins. And that team won right around that many games the last 2 years. I think having him here made them a better bench, improved the careers of guys like Michael Taylor, Wilmer Defoe, got the most out of other players off the bench, like Brian Goodwin.
Adam Lind.
Great communicator. Adam Lind. Mike Rizzo is the reason the Nats won the last two division championships more than anybody else. Dusty might be second or a couple of the players, and then Dusty somewhere near the top of that list. But he inherited tremendous rosters. It's the same reason why Davey Johnson, at the end of his career, won 97 games here. It's 98, I believe it was. It's
yes.
The same reason why Matt Williams, the year before he was canned and probably will never get another managerial job again because he wasn't good at it, won 96 games. Basically what Dusty did this season 2 years ago and got him to the same spot at division series against the San Francisco Giants because they have a great organization. They scout well. They groom talent well. They develop well. They churn out prospects well. They make great trades. They fix problems in their front office. They have great advanced scouting. They do everything well. So you pick the worst manager in Major League Baseball, and you have him take over the Washington Nationals, they would have won the East this year, they would get to the playoffs, and they would be primed to take on the Cubs in Game 1 at home with home field against the Cubs. They would have. Whoever that you rank the number 30 manager in baseball, maybe it's Brad Ausmus, who's already out of his job in Detroit, he would have had the Nats at 94-95 wins as division champions. He just would have. That doesn't mean he's as good a manager as Dusty Baker. Again, Dusty Baker did a good job. I keep saying that. A good job with a great team. And that's the most important thing here. So here's the question that we want you to answer on the phones. Should Dusty get a contract right now? Should he get an extension right now? Has he done enough to prove he is the guy for this team in the future? Or should they just wait and see? I say wait and see, not because he hasn't earned more money. Not because, Danny, he hasn't earned a new contract. Wait and see because you brought him here knowing that whoever your manager was, they were debating between him and Bud Black and some other guys, you were going to make the playoffs the next couple seasons. You were going to win divisions the next couple seasons. That was the plan. Put us over the top. Sometimes you bring in a manager when you're sub-500 to get you to 500 to change a culture. See Buck Showalter. Sometimes you're around 500, you bring a guy in to turn the corner and become an annual contender. Clint Hurdle, Pittsburgh. This Dusty move was made to take a playoff team perennially, which is what the Nats expect to be, and get them to a World Series where Dusty has managed with San Francisco in the past. That was the goal. If he gets through the division series to the league championship series, if they benefit in the playoffs from his tutelage, great. But last year he got outmanaged in the playoffs by Dave Roberts a little bit. Wasn't why they lost or got eliminated, but that's just what happened. Dave Roberts was the better manager in the series. He's got to go toe-to-toe with Joe Maddon now. I am of the belief that there's no reason right now to do this. None. I would still, saying that, Danny, to finish my thoughts here, plan on extending him after the year ends. If you told me right now, you've either got to extend Dusty or not extend him and let him walk, I'm extending him, clearly. But people want this done now. They want some announcement today going into the playoffs, like you're giving some college coach a contract before a bowl game. No. They accomplished what they were supposed to. Last year, they accomplished maybe less than they were supposed to. He's being given the ingredients to make the best meal ever, and they're making pretty good meals. That's exciting. He deserves to come back. He deserves to get paid. I hope that he does. There's no reason to do it right now.
Your angle on this has always surprised me. And for somebody that, like me, values a great process over a small sample of what happens in 3, 4, or 5 games, to me, we're in lockstep that Mike Rizzo is the biggest reason, and this organization's front office is absolutely the biggest reason for the last 6 times the Nationals have had a season. They've won the division and been one of the best teams in baseball. Of course, that's 100% accurate. I give more credit this year to Dusty than you do because you saw a team that was beaten, battered, bruised, injured constantly, a bullpen disaster that could have fractured a lot of lesser groups. And yeah, you owe the players for their resilience, for their ability to bounce back from those things. But guys are griping back in April and May. They're frustrated. We had a player we knew said that the guy that was closing early on, Blake Trinan, simply couldn't do it. And yet, there they go. They're going to the regular season. Dusty held this thing together. You look at what happened in New York, for example, a team that had similar injuries, and they fell apart and their whole franchise is altered. What Dusty did this year to me was outstanding. And the idea that you wouldn't simply, as a franchise that's got a reputation that's very bad when it comes to this sort of thing, they're great at a lot of stuff. This ain't one of them. They have a reputation as not valuing the managerial position, thinking anybody can do it, that their ass doesn't stink, and they're better off than everybody because they're smarter than everyone. You could do a lot here to change that kind of culture and say, there may be other guys that are better than Dusty. Maybe. And that's fine. That's up for debate, and we can have those wonderful debates. That's what sports radio is all about, in my opinion. But this guy's done it for you. And I know you're supposed to get here, but to me, there's some reward that should be in it. You underpaid the guy initially. He was clearly your second choice, the bridesmaid that became the bride when Bud Black couldn't believe that you gave him a lowball offer. Reward your own guys internally, even if, you know, Bryce Harper's supposed to put up great numbers as a guy that's highly compensated. And he does. You say, I'm going to keep you. Dusty's done the job. And
He's done a very good job.
I've got my complaints about him, just like you do and like everybody that follows baseball does. But at a certain point, you've got an organizational opportunity to demonstrate we aren't just going to do this our way. We're going to do it the right way and reward the guy. I just can't get behind if they lose to the Cubs, we go, yeah, okay, let's let him walk away. Because of that, it's a very small sample
and
short
series.
And
that's not what I said. Maybe you're talking to someone who feels that way, but you're not talking to me.
Then why wouldn't you do it?
Because now is not the time, number one. Number two, you owe it to yourself every time you hire a manager or have an opening to hire the best manager. There might be a better manager out there than Dusty Baker in 2 weeks. How do we know that in Baltimore, where everything's blowing up, Buck Showalter's not going to be out of a job? That they're going to choose Dan Duquette over him, let's say, and I don't think they will. But weird things happen. You know, what's to say that a guy like, and I don't think any of this will happen, but I'm just saying, Clint Hurdle and the Pirates decide, or he says, you know, I need to take a leave of absence. And I'm just picking names out of a hat.
No, I understand. Like, yeah, no specifics.
And he says, like, I need some time away. And next thing you know, the Nats pick up the phone and go, hey, here's a 95-win team you can manage. It has a chance to win a World Series next year. And he goes, I don't need a leave of absence as much anymore. I mean, guys become available that aren't supposed to. I'm saying just do a thorough process. Everyone wants to just end this thing before it starts. Same thing I say when a head coaching job is open in the NFL. Like, this interim manager should be your current manager. Or, you know, let's just make the hire now. No, let's overturn as many stones as possible. No one's going to beat you to Dusty Baker this offseason. You have the best job to offer. You have the money if and when you need to. So I'm saying wait until the season's over. Wait till the report is complete, by the way. You're saying he did the job in past tense. No, he hasn't. The job is still ahead of him as well. Again, you would have managed the Nationals to where they are right now. Now, you wouldn't have done as good a job as Dusty Baker, but who cares come game one? It's all 0-0. So my point is let's figure out when you've got to hire a manager, who's the best manager for the job? It very well could end up being Dusty Baker. I would say it probably will, which is why, and no one will hear this, including it sounds like you, my point is I'm probably still going to extend Dusty Baker. But why I would do that rather than playing the field or seeing who else is out there, it's like saying you should propose on this dating game when you've met one man, one girl, when you don't even know who the other two behind the walls are. Let's see who the other options are. If Joe Girardi somehow was out of a job in 2 weeks, you wouldn't take him over Dusty Baker? And that's just the name I'm throwing out
no,
there,
I understand.
But you get the exercise.
Well, okay, well, let's say you think Sean Payton's a great coach in the NFL. He's going to get let go in New Orleans. Do you just fire Jay Gruden and go get the next guy?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, let's say you think he's a better coach than Jay Gruden. Wouldn't you just do that? I'm using the same logic where there's always somebody better and you should just do that no matter what.
Well, I'll say this. My personal opinion is that Jay Gruden's pretty good at what he does.
I think so, too, but I'm just using an example.
If the Redskins feel like it's going to be harder to win a championship with Jay Gruden than Sean Payton, yeah, I would say it's an upgrade. Would I be furious if they blew out Jay Gruden to go with Sean Payton? No, I wouldn't. I think it'd be a mistake, but you hired a better coach, potentially.
Sure. So the problem I have with your logical train, and everything you're saying makes sense, by the way. You're like, let's see what happens. What can change for you other than some sexy candidate is out there that we just don't know about yet?
Nothing. But I think you owe it to this organization. They've got a small window to win a title.
Right.
To have the best manager possible. Dusty Baker's a good manager.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a great manager available. That's what I'm saying. the Redskins and the Nationals, the reason your comp doesn't make any sense or doesn't work for me is because the Nationals are on the brink of
the Redskins
series.
Aren't as close. We know that.
If the Redskins were on that last lily pad and they can see the shore and all they got to do is leap, which the Redskins aren't and haven't been in 20 years, then I wouldn't have a problem. If they were an 11-win team every single year and they just decided Jay Gruden's clock management is the reason or whatever it is, we can do this if this is the finishing touch. I don't have a problem with that move, but they're not there yet. The Nats are knocking on the door. All I'm saying is, do you agree that they would have won the division with the rest of the managers in baseball?
No, that's where we disagree.
Okay, well, I think you're insane because they won the division by almost 20 games and it was the worst division
in sports. And all the people that are responsible for them building a great team, they had 83 wins a couple years ago. So anybody can't do it.
But in a year where there were good teams in their division, that wasn't the case this year.
That's fair.
If this exact team played out, that year, they would have won the division going away that year,
you know what?
Too.
I misunderstood the question. They would have won. This division was so bad, they could have won it with 85 wins.
So they would have won with 29 other
managers. They would have won, yes.
But that's my point.
Well, my point is you don't win 97 games and have home field advantage in the first round with anybody. You don't arrive at this point with anybody doing
it. You did
it
with Matt Williams, who will never manage again.
And then you didn't at 83 wins.
Right, because the division was good and they had a lot of injuries. Dusty Baker's a better manager than Matt
Williams. Had a lot of injuries this year, too. I guess
I agree, but the division was terrible. That's why they ran away with the division.
Totally right. I guess my view is I can't get behind the idea that something might change over this short playoff series, and we all know that it's fluky. We all know that the sample size is too small. We all know that if you make a reactionary move, which you kill people for all the time, and I think rightfully so, including me, I just can't get behind that philosophy. The only thing that'll change, it sounds like, for you is there may be somebody else out there.
Yeah, but
so
how
let's
would
not,
it be reactionary
it.
If all along I've had the same opinion from 2 years ago when he was hired? He's a really good manager. It's a really good team. They could have done better.
But I'm not going to let him walk away, Grant, if they lose this division series, which they could now because Max Scherzer can't pitch until game three.
I'm not. You're acting like I'm saying if he doesn't win in the division series, I'm not giving him a job. I don't write my organization that way.
Right.
I'm saying if a better guy is available, I'm hiring that person. I think that's how you should operate with your coaching choices. By the way, you're saying fire Jay Gruden. Another reason your analogy didn't make sense to me. You're not firing Dusty Baker. He signed a 2-year contract.
And it's up.
And it's up. So now you have it's like agreeing to a relationship for 3 years. And after 3 years, okay, there was more good, a little bit of bad, but there was 95% good. I could be really happy with her for a long time. Oh, wait, this girl likes me too. Should I investigate that? Why not investigate your options is all I'm saying. Why do it now? 800-636-1067 is the number on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Let's take some calls. I can't imagine that many people are going to be here with me because Dusty's one of the most likable guys ever, and I don't have a problem with that. Makes some sense to lock him up as well. We'll take your calls next. 800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Draft. Get involved with Draft. I've been doing it all 4 weeks in the NFL season. All it is so much fun. It is the best. You can bet for a little as a dollar, put a dollar in, and some of these leagues, you can do $5, $10, challenge a friend, go head-to-head, all sorts of different varieties. Just look at that Draft app. Search it, download it, give it a try. You are going to love it, I promise. It takes the best thing about normal season-long fantasy football. It takes the best thing about daily fantasy. It's the perfect combination. Live snake drafts last about 5 or 6 minutes. It is so much fun. I've been winning some cash here over each week, and that's the best part. You got an 80% better shot to win cash, cold hard cash, real duelers, people, than you do on the normal daily fantasy salary cap sites. It's so much fun. Again, Draft in the App Store. Go to draft.com on the World Wide Web. What you're going to do when you go there? Use my promo code. That's right. 1067Danny. That's 1067Danny to get a free entry, a free play in a real cash game when you make your first deposit. I'm telling you, if you guys like fantasy football, you are going to love this. I do, and you will too. Draft in your app store, draft.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.